开始前，我想提醒一下大家，可以在 description 里找到本期节目的 transcript。Just before we start, I would like to remind you all again that you could find the transcript of this episode and the link in the description. 中国文化里的迷信程度可能是所有国家里数一数二的。中国的迷信渗透到了生活日常里的方方面面。今天我们就会浅谈一下几个在中国社交生活会需要知道的中国迷信 Chinese superstitions。首先，我们对数字是极其迷信的。We are super superstitious with numbers. 数字四在中国是一个最糟糕的数字，因为这个数字跟中文的 death 死死 death 的发音很像，死四死四 ，Yeah, it's very similar. 因为这个数字对于中国人来说非常的不吉利，所以大家疯狂的避开死，避开死。So Chinese people avoid using the number 4 because it symbolizes death. 你会发现在很多的地方电梯里是没有任何跟四有关的楼层，比如说四楼、十四楼、二十四楼，甚至有时候四十楼到四十九楼都直接跳过。凡是只要需要用数字标注的，基本上都不会有数字四。你可以仔细观察一下路上的汽车，95%的汽车车牌是没有数字四的。The number 4 is the unluckiest Chinese number because it sounds like the word for death in Chinese, which sounds exactly the same. 死. We avoid using the number 4 to a crazy extent. You would notice many buildings in China don't have a 4th floor, or the 14th, or the 24th. We basically skip any floors with the number 4. Sometimes you would not find the whole chunk of 40 to 49 floors.So next time, you can play a game with your friend while walking on the streets in China to see who can be the first one to spot the number 4 on a Chinese car plate. Because I think 95% of car plates does not have the number 4 in it.
相反，两个四加起来，我不是说死两次的意思。数字八是中国人，在这里我说的是16亿中国人，从南到北，从东到西，都一致喜欢的数字。就是数字八，数字八是最吉利的。吉利 means luckiest， 吉利。No， I mean， 吉利 means lucky， and 最吉利 means luckiest， 最吉利，吉利。So 数字八是最吉利的数字，因为在广东话里，广东话 Cantonese， 因为在广东话里，八的发音是发。发的意思就是发财的意思，也是 to prosper 的意思。所以跟数字四相反，数字八在任何时候都非常的抢手。抢手 means very popular。在餐厅里，八号桌有可能是这个餐厅里拥有最好风景的位置。大家还记得08年奥运会的时候吗？奥运会 means the Olympic。大家还记得2008年奥运会的开幕时间吗？2008年的开幕会时间非常的巧。就恰好定在了2008年的8月8号的8:08。与奥运会一样，在中国像婚礼、宴会，很多都会将开始的时间定在8:08，因为这样就象征着有一个吉利的开始。
On the other hand, the number 8 is the luckiest number because it sounds like the word for prosper, fa, in Cantonese. And the popularity of this number is about having 1.6 billion followers. You would not find a Chinese who dislike this number.Do you guys remember the Beijing Olympics and its grand opening ceremony? Well, coincidentally, the ceremony kicked off at 8:08 p.m. on August 8, 2008. Apart from the Olympics, you would also find a lot of other events such as wedding banquets that commence at 8:08 p.m. as well. So this marks a great and prosperous start.
再来就是我们对颜色的迷信 our superstition with colors.白色可能是相对不吉利的颜色，因为人们通常会身穿白色参加中国的传统葬礼。葬礼 funeral， 葬礼。但是这个跟数字不同，大家平常还是会穿白色的衣服，买白色的汽车，只是颜色的不吉利排行榜里，白色应该是排第一的。
The color white is known as the unluckiest Chinese color because it is associated with mourning and loss. You will oftentimes see Chinese people wearing white to traditional funerals.
可能与白色并列第一不吉利的颜色就是黑色了。黑色象征着黑暗和秘密，在中文里 ，mafia 或者 the gangs 就会被称为黑社会 ，the black society。
The color black is considered to be unlucky as well. It represents darkness and secrecy. The word mafia translates to black society in Chinese.
说完不吉利的颜色，我们来说一下最吉利的颜色 ，the luckiest color， 最吉利的颜色。 那就是红色。中国国旗也是红色，红色象征着，象征 symbolize， 红色象征着喜、幸福、顺利。
After talking about the unlucky colors, the color red is the luckiest color in China. It is the color of the flag, and it represents happiness, prosperity, and well-being.
你会发现大量的红色用在任何值得庆祝的仪式上，在婚礼上，新郎新娘，新郎新娘 the bride and the groom， 在婚礼上，新郎新娘会身穿红色，婚礼会用红色装饰，新房子里也会有红色的被子、枕头等等等等。每年春节的时候 the spring festival， 春节的时候，春节 the spring festival， 小朋友们会收到红包 the red envelope with money as a good luck present from the adults to the children，
门上会贴着红色的对联，放红色的鞭炮，鞭炮 firecracker， 放红色的鞭炮。
说到红色，前两周在高考的时候开过一个高中，刚好碰到考生考完散场，我发现门口等待他们的爸爸妈妈们都穿着红色，爸爸们穿着红色 T 恤，妈妈们有些穿着红色的旗袍，父母们身穿红色也是为了祝愿自己的小朋友考试顺利。这两天高考的成绩也应该陆续出了，我也在这里祝愿所有的考生一切顺利。
During weddings or festivals, you see red everywhere you go. In traditional Chinese wedding ceremonies, the bride would wear a red dress, and their home will be decorated in red as well, with red bed covers, red linens, red pillows, etc. In particular, during the spring festival, children will be given a red envelope, the hongbao, a red envelope full of money as a good luck present. The adults will light up red firecrackers.
Speaking of red, I drove past a high school in my city a couple weeks ago during the famous Chinese college entry exam, and I noticed all the parents who were waiting outside the school were all wearing red. The dads were in their red t-shirts, and the moms were in red dresses. The parents were all wearing red in order to wish their children a good luck in one of the toughest exams. The scores for this year's college entry exam will start to roll out as we speak, and I wish all the seniors all the best.
接下来我们说一下在中国不能送的礼物 The taboo gifts。
在中国送礼的时候切记，切记 must always remember， 切记在中国送礼的时候切记不能送钟，钟 a clock， 钟不能送钟，因为送钟，送钟 means sending a clock， 听起来很像送钟。
The second one is very different than the first one. It means farewell to someone on their deathbed.
送钟 but they sound almost exactly the same. 所以如果你送一个人钟的话 a clock 是非常不礼貌的，等于你要送他走了。
When giving gifts in China, you must always remember that you never give someone a clock. This is due to the fact that giving a clock, 送钟 sounds exactly the same as 送钟 which means farewell to someone on their deathbed.
So giving someone a clock basically means you're sending them off to the next life.
So it's a big no-no.
除了不能送钟以外，尽量也不要送雨伞。雨伞 umbrella 雨伞，因为雨伞的伞听起来跟 separate 的伞很类似。
So apart from not giving clocks, I recommend you to not give umbrellas as well, because the word umbrella 伞 sounds very similar to the word for separate 伞。
然后送东西的时候也要避免 avoid， 也要避免数字四，比如说不要送四双筷子或者四个杯子。
Avoid sending gifts in a set of four.
最后一个东西就是绿帽子，自己不要戴，同时也不要送人。这个我就引用 quote， 这个我就引用一下 Wikipedia 吧。绿帽子是指唯一伴侣与其第三方发生了关系。
In Chinese, to wear a green hat means to be cuckolded. So a man wearing a green hat is said to have an unfaithful wife.
以上就是些中国人的迷信，我很想听听你们国家是否有类似的迷信。如果有的话，请在 Instagram 上给我留言。再次的，我希望你们有 enjoy 这期节目，并且如果需要 transcript 的话，也可以在我的 Patreon page 上找到。如果想支持我出更多的节目的话，也欢迎大家在 Patreon 上订阅 The Chinese Talk Lab。所有的链接都在 description 里。最后，我祝大家周末愉快 ，Have an awesome weekend。